Hey, this is Awais and Ziad, and literally just an hour ago, we got an email from one of our students, a trader in the training program by the name of Adam, and he emailed us letting us know that he just had his first six-figure month in January, and with just one losing day, which of course is phenomenal performance. And so we wanted to get Adam on the call and just talk about his trading, and I think this will be very inspirational to everyone else in the training program. So, without any further delay, I'm going to go and get Adam on the line. Hey, Adam, it's Awais.
Hey man, how are you?
Hey, doing great. I also have Ziad on the call.
Hey,
Hey
Adam, how are
Ziad.
you?
Great, great.
All right, so to get it started, let's talk a little bit about how you got started in trading, right? I mean, anytime you meet a trader, they're always curious, hey, how'd you get into this crazy business to begin with, right?
Well, it's been a journey. So my trading career started a little over 4 years ago. It's actually November 15th of 09 that I literally started. I, like a lot of people, went online researching a variety of teachers, methods, educators, and chose one in particular and paid a significant amount of money for training, and unfortunately found out, several months later that that was just, not for me. It was basically that method was not going to work. So the search went on.
Right.
So, I mean, if I fast forward, I stumbled across Market Volume Profile, and then I found you guys literally. I guess it was about January of 2013. So it took a while until I really came across what I felt was one of the, the best and most valuable education that I had found. And I didn't achieve success immediately upon, coming across you guys and joining Open Trader. But things started becoming clear.
So what were like the biggest issues you had in your trading before you joined?
So I think I could clearly say the biggest issue was I really didn't have a plan or the understanding of having a trading plan and knowing what to do. So it was a variety of methodologies that I had learned over time from different educators and just trying to put pieces together, but really not knowing how to do that.
Right.
So therefore, I was just taking stabs. I was essentially just gambling. I wasn't doing it purposefully. I was just trying to do the best I could. I had periods of time when I actually made money, but then it was always periods where I lost money back again, which told me I really didn't have a technique that had any edge. So once I came across Open Trader and E-mini Player as well, that started to give me the foundation that taught me how to identify basically the levels at which you trade, which way the market's moving. Are we supposed to be moving? Are we bullish? Are we bearish? Which side do I trade on? And, the areas I want to do business.
Right. Yeah, I mean that's a common theme that we've seen is that from a lot of traders that are in the program is that they've had a similar path, right? They've gone through a bunch of different methodologies, and the problem is that it's tough to find, in my own experience, it's tough to find a program that brings it all together, really kind of a complete method that teaches something from A to Z and that you can take and actually develop an edge with. So, I mean that's very good to hear. So as far as like, the timeline goes, on how you started, and how quickly you started seeing results or how long it took, how would you kind of discuss that? Like I know you joined around January or February, And now, a year later, you're having a six-figure month, which is phenomenal. So, what was the timeline, kind of, how it played out?
Yeah, it took a while. I mean, and this isn't my first winning month by any means, but it's
Right.
my most consistent month and my largest winning month. But I think it's a couple things that factored in. One was basically learning the technique, applying I don't want to say rules, but applying the technique over and over again, reviewing each day. And what that did was build confidence in the market reacting at the levels. So, at first I was just looking at the levels on the E-mini player site, doing the best I could to try to also identify, but really struggling to actually find levels on my own. Over time, and as I tried to do that, I would suddenly see that my levels were similar to E-mini players' levels. Again, using OpenTrader
Right.
as really the main methodology. So once that started to happen, then it was an amazing, I guess, the boost in confidence that I could identify the levels, where the market was going to react. Then also, again, developing a trade plan. So in the morning, determining what I thought, was going to happen based upon the overnight action and which side of the market I felt I needed to be on. So prior to that, I really didn't understand how to make a trade plan. And now I understand why I wasn't making money is because I was trading without a plan. So
Right.
I didn't know where I was right, where I was wrong. I didn't know when I should be taking something off, looking to go the other direction. So I guess combine that with a lot of psychological work on my own. I had to do a lot of things personally that really honed in on, I think, things in my personality that were causing me to make mistakes, causing me to not accept losses. And I know everyone has their unique issues, but that was one of mine. I was more risk aggressive, a risk seeker, and unable to take losses. Letting winners run was not a problem.
Right.
Yeah, but in terms of a timeline, I think it feels to you that it took a while, but actually that's awesome. I mean, there are traders who struggle years and years and years, and you actually only joined OpenTrader specifically in March, and for you to now already be having a six-figure month, that's great. That's what I call accelerated learning. You are taking the lessons and you're actually putting them to use quickly and moving forward with your trading. So, if a few months felt like a long time to you, I think you got to realize that that's actually accelerated learning, and that's exactly what we wanted to do with the programs, to accelerate the learning curve. And that's a phenomenal job, and that's great. But that's exactly what every trader should do. You worked on yourself too. Whenever we tell people about this, we never say this is a get rich quick thing, or this is something that you take in instantly, you just become profitable because it's a magic system. And I hope traders see that, for whoever's listening to this, that it still takes work on yourself. Like you mentioned, you had your own psychological issues and you worked on them, and then you kept practicing putting the techniques in time after time. So I think that's just great, and it's awesome to see you succeeding now.
Yeah, well, thank you. I mean, one of the things I would say is this is, and for anyone else that is trying to do this, for me, this is the hardest thing I've ever done in my business career. I had a 20-year,
Absolutely.
investment banking career, and there's a lot of unique characteristics to trading. One is you really don't have someone coaching you or managing you day to day, pointing out mistakes necessarily. You're your own coach.
Right.
So that's why the coaching calls are great, the ability to ask questions and then learning from others. But getting over the isolation. So there's a lot of things I think that people need to understand that it simply takes time and repetition and making sure that you're aware of where you're making mistakes and then making the adjustments. Because I thought, like many others, that I was going to start this and I was a successful guy, made a lot of money, had a good account size, and that in 6 months, from when I started back in 2009, I thought that I'd be, profitable. And as much as I read other people saying it's going to take longer, as much as I heard the logic of you go to law school for 3 years, you go to med school for 4 years, I just thought I'd be able to be proficient in this industry in 6 months, and it's just not the case. And it takes constant, studying, preparation, awareness. And just my experience is, if anyone thinks they can do it quicker than that, it's exceptional.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean that's really the thing. We tell people, look, you got to dedicate yourself to this, and then there's also the issue of, like you mentioned at the beginning of the call, of basically, unfortunately, the vast majority, including us, in the beginning, you end up learning from someone who's, teaching a methodology that just doesn't work and all that, and that just delays the process, right? And so I think it comes down to having the repetition, the practice, the willingness to work on yourself, but also having the foundation of learning the right things, which is the thing that, we endeavor to bring to people. It's like, it's always going to take time. It's always going to take dedication, but you can greatly shorten the learning curve and accelerate it. And, that's great to see that when you started through the program, you were able to do that. And, that's a testimony to the hard work you've put in.
Yeah, well, the only thing, I mean, to gain confidence, from my perspective, the only thing that can provide or provided me that was time and seeing these things happen, these different trade setups, market reactions at different levels that occur time after time after time. If you see something for, a day, a few weeks, a month, that's one thing. You see it over a period of years and really hone in on it, I'd say for me in the last year, then that builds confidence. It builds confidence to be able to take a trade, to hold the trade, and also is telling me when I'm wrong. So, and I say that to people that may be struggling, have only been doing it for a few months, even a year. It just takes more time. Maybe others can do it faster and good for them, but for me, I found that that's just what it took.
Absolutely. And I think, people just give up too quickly. I think they just have unrealistic expectations and they give up, and it takes screen time. That's it. And if you want to achieve these things, if you want to have a six-figure month or not, you just take screen time. Having said that, would like to ask you about just a little bit about the technicals of how you're trading now. So which market are you trading right now?
So I trade ES,
So that you
solely
mean the
ES.
S&P. Okay.
Yes.
All right, cool. And during this latest period, and this is just for the benefit of all the traders, just because everyone, some people might be over trading, some people might be trading other markets. How many trades a day are you taking on average these days?
I would say 2 to 3 trade is, and I would define a trade as not necessarily every time I clicked, because sometimes I would define one trade as multiple exits and entries in a zone.
In one idea, yeah.
Right, in one idea, not 10 or 20 times, but maybe 2 or 3 times that I've entered in and or exited to establish my position. I may, put on a position and realize that I'm not in an optimal trade location that I thought it would be, and I re-enter. But I would call that the same trade. So I would say 2 to 3 trades. And I've been, as of late, I've been trading just the mornings and not even trading afternoons.
Gotcha. And now this month in January, to have a six-figure month obviously, requires a lot of skill, but at the same time, position sizing can make is really what ends up resulting in having those big days and big months. So what kind of sizes are you trading in the ES?
I would say on average, 20 to 30 contracts.
Yeah, that's very impressive, right? Because 20 or 30 contracts is not huge size, right? In the S&P, I mean, such a liquid market, to be able to have six figures with 20, 30 lots, I mean, that's extremely good. And as far as the trade setups go, I mean, do you see that you're mainly fading support resistance areas, or are you usually trading like in direction of trend and just focusing on, a single direction and trying to find the best location to execute, that main trade idea on the day?
Yeah, I guess that's a good question, and it varies day to day. Obviously, with the recent trend days, we've had a couple or three really nice ones. I've finally learned to not fade on a trend day and get and get on the right side. And sometimes it's uncomfortable buying or selling the tiny pullbacks that allow you to get on board, but I had gotten just hammered over the years fading on trend days. So I think I've gotten that out of my system. But what I'm trying to do is be on the side of the main trend, and I'm trying to get involved on pullbacks after I've identified that that's where the market is going. Whether that's, whether I'm long or short.
Right.
So I'm trying not to fight the main trend and entering on a pullback.
So it's basically it's kind of like identifying, which side's in control, right? Which side is showing more conviction, more momentum, and then instead of, you're almost like you're fading the short-term price action to get involved in that direction, right? So if the buyers were in control, then you're basically just buying pullbacks and you're focusing on that.
That's correct. And I'm identifying levels using both Immediate Player and what I learned in Open Trader to come up with levels on my own,
Right.
which provides me much more confidence when I come up with them on my own. Now, I always compare them to Immediate Player levels, but I find that, again, with anything, I've been in trade rooms, the way. For me, I've developed confidence and to be able to pull the trigger, to be able to hold on to trades, to hold on for 5 to 10 points and not just scale out at 6 ticks or 2 points, is having my own levels.
Of course, yeah, I mean that's what I advocate everyone is that, fine, it's great to use the levels, but do the homework yourself, right? Do the homework and then compare and see, where your levels are compared to mine, how, you can improve, how I can improve. I mean, it's a constant process, right? We're learning new stuff every day. So, that's great to hear. And speaking of scaling out, are you typically holding your entire position to your target? Do you take scale outs?
Yeah, I scale out, and it all depends on context too. I've definitely been more, I've been trying to hold longer on what I perceive to be a trend day, so scale out less. But I really do what's comfortable for me, and that's taken time so that I'm, scaling out of a portion of my position, knowing that, I've got. I book some profit and then I can let it ride to a specific target. So I'm looking for the next logical target to scale out, and then I look for places to potentially re-enter. But at some, I've gotten to a point now where if I've had a good day and I just, feel like, I don't want to sit here and stare at the screens, I walk away. And I've found in the past that I would get myself into trouble by being overconfident after I had a good day and then looking for trades as opposed to waiting for the right time. And then I would manufacture trades and
Right.
back profit, and then I'd revenge trade, and that was a pattern I was in. So for me to, simply say, okay, had a good morning, I'm walking away, do other things, that's helped me a lot.
Yeah, I mean, part of being selective is, being willing to walk away, right? Being willing to sometimes skip a trade that is not ideal, right? It doesn't have the ideal reward to risk, or you're not getting the ideal look, being okay with missing it, right? That's part of being selective and focusing on only the really high quality stuff, right? On the trades that you really have conviction in. Because if you don't have conviction, you're not going to hold it to target anyway, right? So I think, I mean, that part plays a big role into it. And then as far as like the scale outs go, I mean, are you looking at getting at least like, 2-to-1 reward to risk on your scale out, or is it more kind of like a just, whatever the next inflection point happens to be? Like, do you take reward to risk into equation when you're
Yeah,
thinking about where you're scaling out?
that's a good question. So my reward to risk is coming in when I'm taking the trade. So I'm looking at the entry point, and I never used to do this, but now I'm looking at what is the logical exit, where's the potential that the market's going. So, and that's why I would get myself into trades that my risk reward was 1-to-1 at best. So it just didn't make any sense.
Right.
Now I'm looking to make sure I'm at least 2 times, but mainly more. I try to wait and be selective and get into trades at 3 times. And that's why I'll enter and I'll scratch, because I'll recognize for me that I didn't enter in the ideal location, and I'm not going to have that risk reward. So I really don't have a set scale. Like 2 points, 3 points, whatever. I'm looking at the logical location. I'm seeing how the market's reacting, and that's when I'm taking my scales.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. I think I can tell now why you're becoming quite successful with this, because that's exactly what we hope to, the biggest point to put across in the training program, and I think we hammered it in over and over and over, was that, look for those points of big reward to risk trades. And if you kind of forget what most of the industry tells you, which is just take a little couple ticks here, a couple ticks there, because everyone wants just to ring the trigger and be happy, right? And then just look for those bigger moves. That's what's really going to lead to profitability. And I'm glad to see that you're putting those kind of lessons into place, and you're actually making it work for you. Because a lot of people, they just don't actually give it a chance to work, the reward to risk, the main methodology we preach over and over and over.
Yeah, no, that specifically, Ziad, was like an eye-opener in the training. I mean, that was for me one of the biggest, I guess, obstacles that I was getting stuck on, and those concepts in the training allowed me to overcome that, which was, that whole thing on risk reward and being 2-to-3R, so that, and again, combining that with seeing the levels, play out over time, knowing that there's logical places where the market stops and turns, and then allowing me to hold. And there's so many educators that I had pursued, and you see it all the time. I get the emails all the time talking about, take a 4-tick scale, 6 ticks, 2 points, and it just, it doesn't make sense from risk. If I'm gonna risk 2 points, I got to make 3, 4, 5, or 10.
Exactly. I mean, the reason why it's so prevalent in the industry is because it appeals to just the mentality of quick profits, of it being easy and being that. And we really try to teach and preach the most unpopular thing in reality, which is, look, this is the right way to trade. Yeah, if you want to have fun, and if you want to make it exciting, if you want to feel like you're being accurate, okay, you can take 2 ticks. But if you want to make money, which is what we're all here to do, this is the way to do it. So, it's great to see that, traders who have come from seeing all that stuff in the industry, and then you come in the training program, and then you literally internalize it, and then you put it to use. I mean, that's great to hear.
Yeah, and I guess the other thing I want to make sure I point out too, mostly for myself, but one good month doesn't make a year. I
Absolutely.
don't. I feel like I'm learning every day. I learn something different every day. There's
Absolutely.
every day this month I could have done better, but I don't beat myself up over it. And I've got to stay grounded, make sure I focus on the fundamentals, not get crazy with risk and get
No, I
too
mean,
overconfident.
yeah, if you get overconfident, that's when you're going to get your ass handed to you to the market. I've been through it, you know. I've had in the past, like my first big six-figure month and all that, and then I get my ass handed to me. And then you learn over time to stay humble, to stay respecting the market, and to always work on your game, to always keep getting better, and to always never think you have it completely figured out, right? It's always a thing of self-mastery. Yeah, so I think if you do that, you know, you're going to see even more success going forward. That's what the best athletes do, right? They keep working on themselves. So,
You watch, you watch golfers and you watch them on the driving range and on the putting green, and they're just sitting
absolutely.
there for hours doing the same thing over and over again. After
Yep.
they win, they go back and keep doing it. So,
Absolutely.
yeah.
Well, it's great.
All
Well,
right, so we're pretty much ready to wrap this up. I think let's get one last question in there because I think that, aside from having a six-figure month, the other thing that really stood out from the email you sent us was the fact that you only had one losing day, right?
Right.
So, what's the biggest factor in achieving that level of consistency?
Right. So it's to me it's simple. It's preparation. It starts from the day the minutes after the trading day, reviewing, what happened. Then I start to make some hypotheses regarding the overnight session, coming in the morning, looking what happened overnight, how did that compare to my hypothesis, and then preparing my plan for the day. So until I really learned to do that I think impacted my consistency, and I think that's the main driver to why I, achieved the consistency this month, and that's what I'm going to keep repeating.
well, that's great. I'm sure everyone who's listening, is just inspired by the performance, and I'm sure that everything you've discussed is also very educational for the people who are listening to this call. So again, congratulations on the great month, and of course, keep doing what you're doing, and we're so glad to be a part of it.
Yeah, thanks guys. I really appreciate everything you guys have done and anything I can do to help, to help other people or I'm glad to do it.
Yeah,
Awesome.
thanks a lot, Adam. That's great, and keep up the great work, man.
Okay, thanks guys.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Take care.